Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Bit of breaking news over the last couple of hours, and it's reported by Ben Dobbin from the Courier Mail. And Ben Dobbin, obviously a pretty reputable guy, a journo that especially I've found, he's never really that far off the mark. He doesn't really make up much shit. So a really interesting one here that he's come out this morning and said, look, Tevita Pangai Jr., he will be at the Canterbury Bulldogs in 2022, which we sort of already knew, one of the worst kept secrets in rugby league over the last couple of weeks. But also, Ben Dobbin's reporting that Tevita Pangai Jr., he will join the Penrith Panthers for the remainder of this season, which is massive news and really interesting news, to be honest with you. Look, you all know my thoughts on Tevita Pangai Jr. I like guys that are reliable. I like to go into the finals. I like to go into the big stage with guys that I know I can rely on. And the Penrith Panthers right now, they've got a squad of about 25 guys that I believe they can rely on all of them. They've shown over the last 2 years that they are all reliable. The new guys that have come into the system have done really well, like Scotty Sorensen, Matty Eisenhuth, these sort of guys. I think that this one is a really interesting guy to bring into this team. And I look at their side and I go, you know what, do they need Tevita Pangai Jr.? And for me, I don't think they do. Now, look, if you can get Tevita at his best, no team is worse off for having Tevita in the side. Yeah, so don't get, you know, let's not get confused there. This isn't a bad signing if they can get him right. But, geez, I'm really worried about this one, to be honest with you. I look at Tevita Pangai Jr., I look at him over the last couple of years, and I think to myself, geez, is it really the sort of guy that fits in with what the Penrith Panthers have been about for the last 2 years? I'm not completely sure, and I know that every time I talk about Tevita, and especially this year, people say, oh, he's been playing great the last couple of weeks. And I'm like, yeah, no, I get that, but the emphasis is on the last couple of weeks, yeah? For the last 5 or 6 years, it's been pretty depressing to watch, you know, the kind of selfish plays that Tevita's had for a long time. And as I said, I've spoken to him a few times on Instagram. He did a dream team for me. He's a really nice guy, really good guy. He messaged me back 2 or 3 times to change his dream team over a couple of months. So, and there was something he didn't have to do. It would have meant nothing to him, but he does seem to be a good fella from the little I've had to do with him. But we've had a number of off-field incidents. We've had a number of on-field incidents as well that really make me worried about Tevita, and I'm not sure if Penrith need him. As I said, if you can get the absolute best out of Tevita, if you can promise me you're going to get the best out of him, fantastic signing. But I'm sorry, history tells me that you cannot confidently say you're going to get the best out of him. You cannot confidently tell me that. This is a squad that has a fantastic culture at the moment. They've been building a great thing for 18 months now. To bring a guy like this in the, you know, the last 3 months leading into the grand final after they lost it last year to come back, I don't know. I'm a little bit concerned about this. And I've got all the messages this morning. Yeah, having Tevita Pangai Jr. and Viliami Kikau on the field at the same time, it's going to be amazing. This will put them in front of the Storm. Look, I don't think it will. I really don't. I mean, Kikau was in career best form last year. We got to that grand final and Melbourne handled him perfectly. And in fact, they forced a heap of errors out of him. Felice Kafusi did an absolute number on him. And I look at Tevita Pangai Jr. and exceptional talent, unreal. We can go and watch his highlights, sit down and watch his highlights. I mean, how many of those are against the Melbourne Storm, the Sydney Roosters when they're full strength, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, you know, the good sides in the competition? Tavita hasn't shown that he's able to do that on the big stages. He hasn't proven that in any way, shape, or form. A lot of the time when his team's needed him over the last few years, he's been sitting in the grandstand. He's sitting there at the moment. I understand this year it's controversial. Yeah, I get that 100% this year. But, I mean, yeah, you can make an exception for this year. They had a crackdown on the rules. He probably got a little bit unlucky. But, I mean, the writing's on the wall for the rest of the years, isn't it? Let's be perfectly honest here. I mean, I don't understand this for Penrith. And if I'm the Melbourne Storm, and I think Craig Bellamy would be looking at this, giggling to himself, going, beautiful. That's not the sort of guy they should have in their squad. I think Craig Bellamy would look at this and going, that's not the sort of guy I would bring into my team right now. I think Craig Bellamy would be stoked by this. I think he's one of those guys, Tevita Pango Jr., that, yes, he can do X amount. He can do this, offloads, this, that. He's got lazy plays in him. He's got selfish plays at times. And I think the Melbourne Storm, they'll be really excited to have him on the field. I think they'll be really excited to be able to get at him. If they meet in a grand final, I've got to tell you, I'm not overly concerned about Tevita. I'm really not. I know he's a great player. I know he's got a huge skill set. I get it. But big stages, he hasn't performed. He's not a reliable character. I think he's the sort of guy that Craig Bellamy would look at and go, yep, I can get the better of this guy around the ruck. I can do it. And look, I understand the argument. Tevita's not going to be out there for 80 minutes. He'll be out there for 30 minutes or so. But Melbourne will make the absolute best out of it, without a doubt. And I think that we've learned with Tevita, he's this unbelievable impact player. But when he does come on in those impact moments, he's going to try and make a difference. He's going to push his hand. He goes for these little selfish offloads, does these little selfish things we've seen throughout his entire career. If I'm Craig Bellamy, I'm stoked. I actually think that my prediction for the Melbourne Storm to win the comp improves off the back of this signing. And that might seem a little bit backwards, and I hope that that's not offensive to Tevita, because hopefully he's turned the corner and he proves me wrong and he absolutely brains it for Penrith. But I just don't think it's a good fit. I don't think it's a good fit for this team at all. And I'm very interested to see if this does play out. Ben Dobbin, he's normally pretty accurate. And dare I say, if I'm Tevita Pangai Jr. and I'm going to Canterbury next year, let's be honest here, a lot of unknown over what's going to happen over the next few years at Canterbury. I would take absolute peanuts to go to the Penrith Panthers joining this squad and try and win a premiership this year. I mean, you'd be crazy not to. He's probably not going to get picked for Brisbane. He's been told he's unwanted there. I mean, even if he does get picked, he's going to be on the outer. He's going to be playing limited minutes to finish in the bottom three teams. I mean, if you got the opportunity, you might as well go down to the Penrith Panthers, play the same role, but at least you can potentially win a premiership. At least then you can boost your stocks moving forward. I mean, this is perfect for Tevita Pangai Jr., but I'm not sure if it's perfect for the Penrith Panthers. I'm going to be very interested to see how this one plays out. I'm also looking at Tevita, knowing that he's not going to be at that club next year. I mean, is the same sort of energy going to be there? I know he wants to win. I get that. I understand that, but I don't know. It just seems like a bit of a strange mix to me, and this isn't one that I would have seen coming in any way, shape, or form. On paper, this is a great signing. We're going to see highlights of Tevita. We're going to see the offloads, the tries, the unbelievable plays. But don't forget all the other stuff that comes with Tevita that has realistically highlighted his entire career so far. Hopefully, Ivan Cleary can get the very best out of him. I think it'd be unreal for the Penrith Panthers if they can. I'm very skeptical if they will, though. And I think Craig Bellamy, he won't say anything. He won't give any indication. But I think low-key, he'd be quite happy about this. I think the Penrith Panthers, I think the Melbourne Storm forwards would be going, beauty. We've handled him for years. We're not overly concerned about him. He doesn't really fit into what they do. We know we can get an error out of him. We know we can get him upset. We know we can get a brain explosion out of him. If I'm Melbourne, I'm not overly worried about this, to be honest with you. And I hope that doesn't come across in an arrogant way comparing Melbourne to Penrith or anything like that, because I think Penrith can really give them a really good shake this year. But I don't think this is the sort of guy that they need to be bringing into this squad. Doesn't make a heap of sense to me. I understand on paper how good it looks, but I think in reality, you're risking a lot of fantastic things for a little. You're risking a lot of the great culture that you've built over the 2 years for a little bit of gain in Tevita Pangai Jr., who, I'm sorry, he hasn't been the same dominating character against the Melbourne Storm every time he's played them as he has against the bottom six sides. If the Penrith Panthers happen to play the bottom six sides in the finals, yippee, great signing. Tevita's going to carve. But he's not proven against those big teams. He's not proven on the big stages. He's not proven to be reliable that through an entire season. He's not reliable in finals. We haven't seen it. We haven't seen it at all. And I'm sorry if that offends people, but I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that my opinion here is wrong. Tell me that from what you've seen of Tevita Pangai Jr.'s career, I'm wrong. I mean, yes, we've seen little moments where he stood up to Jason Taumalolo and did the best thing in the world and gave it to him. Oh, that's the best forward in the world. Tevita smashed him. But then 3 weeks after that, you don't see anything. We go through this same cycle with Tevita all the time where he has these little highs followed by these lows that we just seem to forget constantly. It blows me away. I had some of my mates who I consider to understand footy to some extent message me a few months ago, oh, he has to play Origin. Fucking what? Boy. I don't know. I feel like I'm watching a different guy to Tabita. Maybe I'm not watching him closely enough. Maybe I'm missing something, but this doesn't look like a guy that I would be bringing into my team if my only competition realistically was the top teams in the Melbourne Storm and the Manly Seagulls moving forward. I don't think any other team can beat the Panthers, and they're relying on this guy to come in and be successful to beat them. It just doesn't make sense to me. I think you're risking a lot to gain a little out of Tevita Pangai Jr., and the risk that you're taking, he's shown, his track record shows that the next brain explosion, it's probably not far away. Just my opinion. Interesting to see how this one plays out. Let me know your thoughts on this Tevita Pangai Jr. potentially signing with the Penrith Panthers.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.